This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So we've talked a lot about our friend and colleague Peter Schwartz getting the job as the general manager of the New York Dragons as the arena team was coming back, an arena team that was here years ago that Peter did the play-by-play for, and a new league came along called the Entfla that was going to play at the Nassau Coliseum, play some indoor football, and then also have concerts. And Peter had press conferences, and we had Peter on to talk about when they hired the coach and everything else. So it's been a big part of what we have done here over the last couple of months because we love Peter and Peter loved this job. And then all of a sudden, I see Peter scrub his entire social media of any Dragons references, and I knew something was up. And yesterday I find out, or this morning I find out, that something was indeed up. And I see the Newsday headline, and then I see the New York Dragons, the New York Post headline. It says New York Dragons entire front office resigns in stunning exodus. So Peter joins us now. That's not exactly the New York Post headline you were looking for, Peter. Good morning. What happened?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. Listen, I'm fine today. I'm actually relieved. I've got a smile on my face. I was able to put my head on the pillow and go to sleep last night, so I'm fine with it. It was an unmitigated disaster in so many different ways. It was not what I signed up for in late January. But I'm proud of the work that we did collectively in the office. I was excited about the people who I brought into the organization, Director of Operations Sean Wachter and Director of Business Development Marilyn Rich, and that I was so proud of hiring Coach Filardi, and I really thought that we were going to put something together that was pretty special, and it just wasn't going in the right direction, so we all collectively felt it was the right time to step away.
Were you guys getting all your paychecks when you expected them, or no?
We received all of our base paychecks.
Okay. Is the league
going everything that we were supposed to get on a base salary?
Yeah,
we received every penny of that.
So were you expecting to get some sort of bonuses based on whatever that you didn't get that led to some of this?
Yeah, I would say there were contractual obligations that were not met.
Okay,
all right. So is the league still going forward? Is there going to be a season this year?
Well, there have been already some changes in what was supposed to happen. Initially, our season was supposed to start this coming Saturday, June 7th, in Danbury. A few weeks ago, that was changed. The first week of the season for the whole league was moved to what was a complete league bye week, second week of July. So our June 7th game in Connecticut was changed to July 10th. And then we did find out last week that the season was not going to be played. Instead, they were going to go to a 4-week round robin tournament where each building was going to get one doubleheader each week. So that was supposed to be announced. I think it's going to be announced this week. So we went from having an 8-game season with 2 rounds of playoffs to having a 4-game, kind of like traveling doubleheaders each week, culminating with a championship game and a third place game. It's just not what we all agreed to, so it was just time to walk away.
So have they put a team together? Or are they actually practicing or no?
So we actually had two rounds of tryouts, two different sessions, and 30 players, I think, were invited to training camp that was actually initially supposed to, once the first schedule change happened, we were supposed to start training camp on Sunday, couple of days ago. And then when we found out about the change in the format of the season, the players were notified that there wasn't going to be a start to a camp until sometime around mid-July. I just wasn't, you know, confident in this whole thing, and neither were my two people in the front office. So we just decided that, given the direction the league was going in, it just wasn't working out.
Well, when did you start to feel like things were going amiss, starting to go off track?
Well, I think there were a couple of signs along the way in the last, I guess, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, Boomer, you played football for a long time at many different levels. It's kind of hard to play football without helmets. So when the league missed a deadline to order helmets, we were told that we were going to have to try to borrow helmets from a local high school.
Yeah,
that's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And we talked to Peter Schwartz this morning, former general manager of the Long Island Dragons, who had to step away and resign because things weren't working out the way he wanted. So that was one of them. So what I'm kind of getting from you here, Peter, is that, yes, you were paid the base salary, but there were some other financial things that you expected from the league to take care of, like uniforms, like helmets, like probably some of these announcements that you had that just were not getting met, and that was really a main concern going forward.
Well, it was a concern for all three of us. I mean, we all had our own set of responsibilities, you know, and a lot of the responsibilities were shared. You know, I guess it was appropriate. People laughed when I got the GM job because, like, you know, what were my qualifications to be a general manager? And really, and I told this to you guys at the beginning, the only football decision I had to make was hiring a head coach. I mean, everything else that was part of my job on a daily basis, and also, you know, for Sean and Marilyn too, is we dealt a lot with corporate partnerships and season tickets and group sales. And for me also being, you know, given my background, I did a lot of, you know, media relations and community relations things. So it was just kind of hard to go forward with, you know, a lot of those things. And at the end of the day, the three of us collectively were kind of hamstrung when it came to, you know, completing the tasks that we were asked.
Well, you certainly can't sell something that is not going to be a consistent thing that you can sell. Like, if you're going to sell a season ticket to base, and you're not going to have games that you thought were scheduled, then what? I mean, what do you do? How were season tickets going?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We actually, to be honest with you, and don't laugh at the number, but I think given you know, the landscape of sports and where this was going to fall in, I thought we actually were doing pretty well. We were up over 300, you know, full season tickets, and we were on pace to do a few thousand tickets a game on group sales. But it became apparent in the last, I guess, month to 6 weeks that there were going to be some problems. So once we realized that, we kind of started to pull up and just kind of wait and see how things were going to, you know, play out. And once, you know, certain deadlines weren't met, we kind of all started to have the feeling that something was wrong. And that this may not happen. So I totally
understand what happened here. You actually are out there selling, promoting, and doing everything that you thought that you were supposed to be doing, and then all of a sudden a change of plans happens, and now you got to recall all these people that you've made these contacts for or with, and you have to tell them that things that you have been selling them are not going to be happening the way that you thought that they were going to happen, and therefore, you know, you decided to resign. I totally get it.
Yeah, it's frustrating because, you know, you guys know I'm in sports 35 years. This was the first time I ever did any of these things. It was, you know, selling anything, corporate partnerships, season tickets. I mean, I'm a radio guy. I mean, that's what I did. But over the course of that time, as you guys know, I have got a lot of good relationships with a lot of people. So I tried to, in something that I've never done before, while taking some, you know, pointers from people who I know, you know, do this for a living, I just tried to leverage your relationships. And when people found out that the Dragons were coming back, there was a good deal of excitement here on the island. People who had season tickets called up, wanted the same exact seats they had, excuse me, in the early 2000s, which, you know, that part of it was overwhelming when you had, you know, people calling up and saying, I went to get, my parents took me to games as a kid. Now I want to get my same seats back. So that was, that was a pretty cool feeling to have. And then it's just disappointing the way the whole thing kind of, you know, blew up at the end. But again, I hold my head up high. So does Sean. So does Marilyn. And we wish, you know, the league and everybody else, you know, all the best going forward. But it was kind of hard. It was getting kind of hard to do my job on an everyday basis without the necessary tools to do it.
Yeah, I mean, knowing you and how passionate you were about this, things had to be really bad for you to step away, because I know how badly you wanted this to work. Is your son still working there?
Well, technically there's still a team. There's still a coaching staff. There's still players that are report to training camp, and that'll be up to Bradley if he wants to continue in his role. And, you know, he'll talk to Coach Filardi and see if he still wants to be involved, if this is still going to happen going forward. But I would never tell him just because I decided to step away from it. I mean, he's a big boy. He can handle it. And if he wants to continue in his role on the coaching staff, he can still do it.
What was Coach Filardi like? Did he have to give up another job to be able to do this?
No. I mean, he's still high school coach on Long Island. I mean, our season was going to initially just kind of like happen to the beginning of high school training camp. And I think our plan was we were going to practice at night. I mean, all these players were locally from Long Island, 99% of them. So they all had other jobs during the day for the most part. So the idea going into training that we were going to practice at night, that these guys didn't have to give up their full-time job. And then the games are on the weekend. So it was different. It was certainly going to turn out to be like a weekend warrior kind of, you know, pro sports league. But, that was the plan. No, our coach did not have to leave anything that this was something that he was able to do in his spare time.
Did you have an act lined up for the first game?
That was being handled by the league. And that was another frustrating, thing for us, because when you hire a front office and all of us, you know, combined with like 75 years of experience in sports in this area, and you have a Long Island front office, and I think we have a pretty good handle on the local music scene. When you have ideas that you wanted to share and you were told, no, don't worry about it, you know, we got this. And I'm not actually even sure what the opening act was going to be, because there were rumors of some people that they were talking to, and it never came to anything. And we really were kept in the dark about that, when really I thought we were running the team.
So, Peter, we have to take a break in just a second, but I want to know your opinion. Do you think that the league ever gets started? Will there be games played for the NFL?
I'm not really sure about that, Gio, to be honest with you. I think if there is any sort of semblance of a league, I don't think it's going to be what I thought it was going to be when this whole thing started. So that's disappointing. And I feel bad for the players who went to tryouts and got invited to camp. I feel terrible for the fans who supported us and the corporate partners. And that's going to be the most disappointing thing. But I will say this, just like my 8 years with the First Dragons, and I created friendships for life. The one thing I'll take out of this is that I have two more friends for life out of this. So I feel good about that.
Peter, you're handling it like a professional would. And we're happy that you are relieved and not completely devastated. And thanks for joining us and giving us some details on what happened with the resignation from the general manager job of the New York Dragons. Hopefully we'll see you around here soon.
I hope so, too. I gave a more expanded schedule in for the next couple of months, so I got some time on my hands now.
All right. Sounds good, Peter. We'll see you around, all right?
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, that's Peter Schwartz.
No, it sounds like a lack of organization and funding is what it sounds like.
I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Actually, I don't think he has any of the blame, to be honest. I mean,
I think he was all in, wanted to make it happen, loved the sport, loved the whole Dragon notion, and loves the Nassau Coliseum. I'm sure that there are a lot of things that have happened at the league level that he was not aware of, and then when the league starts making decisions and moving things around and you're not aware of it and you're selling one thing and a league is selling another, this is why you resign.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.